Tom Fitton for years. I would like to say we fought side by side, and I made a great film about Tom Fitton and his efforts back during the Obama years. But Tom, nobody really fought your side because you were ahead of all of us running the People's Justice Department. I'm kind of shocked when I get back at literally 5 a.m. to do the show from L.A., having driven all night, and I find that Tom Fitton is suing President Trump's Justice Department and his Attorney General. Why would Tom Fitton do that? This is what you did for 8 years against Eric Holder. Why are you doing this? What has caused you to do this now, sir?
Well, we sued under the FOIA for the Epstein records. They were supposed to be released. There was a great controversy in the process of the release initially by Pam Bondi's team. And we're like, what's going on here? Where are the records? What records generally are out there? What are being withheld? Where are you looking? What happened with this initial release? Was there obstruction? Who did it? And that's what we do. You know, I dare to say we sued the Trump administration pretty much more than anyone else first time around. And we'll sue the Trump administration a lot this time around, really to get to the truth about the corruption that must be overcome by President Trump himself and his appointees.
But hang on. You sued, because I was there, you sued the Trump administration the first time because, let's be honest, we didn't have this unitary theory, the executive, stepping into his Article II powers, that he is the chief magistrate and the chief law enforcement officer. This whole Watergate, all this Watergate nonsense is broken. You sued it because the deep state ran the Justice Department, and Jeff Sessions, as good a man as he was just not up to the task to take it on. And the people that Jeff put in there and others put in there were worse than some of the Obama guys. I mean, the Justice Department in the first term worked against President Trump, and that's why you were suing him every day. I thought we solved that problem. I thought the 4 years that we took to do, you know, Stephen Miller's America First Law, you know, Russ Vogt's Center for Renewing America, you got Paoletta and Jeff Clark over there. You know, Brooke Rollins's America First Policy Institute, the Project 2025. I thought the top priority for President Trump, and excuse me if I'm wrong, Tom Fitton, was we got to clean out the rat's nest that is the Justice Department, because that's the kind of the linchpin with the CIA of how the deep state works. So what's happened here, brother?
You know, at best, you've got a group of individuals at the top level, and they fired some people, but not nearly enough. And there's going to have to be pressure from the outside to get them to focus on why they were put in power to begin with by President Trump, and then obviously the election initially of President Trump. And there are a lot of things going on in the Justice Department. And maybe I'm being too charitable, Steve, but this lawsuit will help them focus on what needs to be done. And there are many other, you know, we have 190 lawsuits on FOIA, more or less. It's almost 190. And we got to get answers. We can't wait. You know, there's a significant public interest in the Epstein matter. To me, it's kind of an indicia of whether the Justice Department is serious about this. And frankly, we want, obviously, the client list. I want to know the circumstances of his death, too. But we didn't just say, give us the client list. We said, give us records about Epstein. Yeah. And we also want records about to get in the way of the release of the Epstein records just 2 months ago.
Yes, when they put out the other thing that people had seen before. On the antitrust side, I mean, Monday, I think it's the FTC. So President Trump's antitrust efforts with Gail Slater and the People of Justice are going gangbusters. The FTC, FCC, so the deconstruction of the administrative state and the taking on of this concentrated corporate power is unparalleled to how they're going after it. But your other things besides these the investigations on the voter fraud, just everything, you know, you have Tulsi Gabbard mentioned something, DNI. The question is, on the core investigations of what has to happen, walk me through your punch list of what we have to do, because I don't think people feel anything's happening there.
We need to investigate, prosecute, and defang the FBI and the Justice Department. Can they do that internally? As I discussed previously with you, I'm doubtful. Frankly, after four, to me, what the FBI and Justice Department did was they almost destroyed our constitutional republic, not 10 years ago, not 5 years ago, but 4 months ago, 5 months ago. It was going on up until and frankly through the election. And there's got to be accountability, and we need to protect ourselves from ever happening that again, And I kind of go back to, obviously, they're not the Japanese during the war. But what happened in the after the war in Japan was the Japanese system, they were completely knocked out and unable to, even if they wanted to, do what they did in World War II again. That's got to be the approach of the FBI and Justice Department. They need to be husks of them of their former selves in terms of having the ability to jail a former president on a pretext and put his life in danger. And that needs to be the approach. It's an emergency. And what bugs me, Steve, is I've had, you know, the FBI engage in an information operation against me and others who had, relatively speaking, at least from my perspective, a mild complaint about a guy who probably shouldn't be in a senior position in the FBI being put in that position because of his background pushing this J6 fake narrative. And they spent more time trying to undermine the point I was making there, and I heard pushback from all sorts of ways indirectly from the FBI than I perceive that they've done to investigate the issues I'm talking about. I wish they would spend as much energy at least providing public leadership on these issues. Maybe you do things privately. I don't know. That's to me just smoke and mirrors. But how about the public leadership on it? When's the last time we've heard anyone at the leadership of FBI or DOJ say anything about lawfare?
Tom, you've called last week in the show for a special prosecutor to be for the president to set it up in the White House and report directly to the office of the president in the president of the United States. Do you still stand by that? Are you still calling for that?
Yes, and that prosecutor can be staffed by other federal law enforcement outside the FBI. He can use some expertise within the Justice Department, but it should be a all-hands-on-deck approach from federal law enforcement and not the FBI and not the Justice Department, because they have to be the subject of these investigations. And, you know, there's this Washington way of saying, of course, you know, we'll just have a special counsel. No. The president has this prerogative exercised by other presidents to hire and fire prosecutors, and he should use it. That's what the Constitution, in my view, he has a positive obligation to get this done. And, you know, and you might like Pam Bondi, and she may be doing good work, and Kash Patel, he may be doing good work on a whole host of issues. But structurally, he needs to put in place something better than the FBI and the Justice Department to address the threat to the republic.
Tom, hang on for one second. I'm just going to hold you.
You've been through this directly.
I give you my answer. Let's take a short commercial break.